flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is 107, and you are inside my zone. It's the Shaletta Show. I am Shaletta Brundage, the host of this show here on the Good Neighbor Station, News Talk 830 WCCO Radio. And I have to tell you this, Juneteenth is coming up. And last year, Governor Walz signed Juneteenth as a state holiday. It's a law. Stuff is going to be closed. And how are you going to celebrate that historic day? Now, for those of you wondering, what is Juneteenth? I don't understand what's going on here. So let me tell you, they had the Emancipation Proclamation that freed the slaves. And the slaves were free, except the ones down south. There was no Google to find out if you were free. There was no text message where they did a broadcast, like they do for the Amber Alerts, to say, hey, y'all free, come on off the plantation. It was nothing like that. The mail was not as efficient as it is now. You think it's bad now? Mm-hmm. Try to get that message that you've been free. Mm-hmm. That one was coming late. And so it was a full 2 years before the slaves down in Texas got the message that they were free. After everybody else had got free. And so their celebration became known as Juneteenth. It's June 19th. And so it has become now a national celebration for the African-American community and all communities to remember the day that the final slaves were free. And so, this country has tried to come to terms with slavery. Nobody still apologized for it. And as we commemorate and celebrate, how far African-Americans have come in this country, there are things that are done throughout the region in our state to commemorate Juneteenth. There are parades. There are things that happen at libraries so that people can get educated. There are so many amazing events, and people try to commemorate it. And I just remember it was either last year, a couple of years ago, that someone at Target, and one of the stores in the break room, put some hot sauce on the table, some watermelon, and just some real offensive stuff on the table, and said it was the Juneteenth display in the break room at the Target. And somebody took a picture, they put it online, and they said, you know what, this is not hot. And I said, I'm going to just assume that this person was not trying to be offensive. I'm just going to assume that this person did not know what they were supposed to do to commemorate Juneteenth. And so I said, I'm going to educate the folks who listen to this show, right? I'm going to get Jessica Winnie to come on here. Because Jessica has an amazing business. It's called Black Box. where she curates gifts that are culturally appropriate. And when I said, okay, I need you to come on the show, I had no idea that she had a Juneteenth collection with Houston White and Thomasina's Brittle and all some of my favorite things in this box as a way to celebrate the legacy of Black people, not just in this country, but in the Twin Cities. And so I figured I better ask Miss Jessica to come on the show. And she is joining us now, courtesy of the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. Miss Jessica, thank you so much for being on the Shaletta Show.
Thank you for having me in the zone with you.
Now, you got to tell me, because this package that you've curated for Juneteenth is amazing. You've got Thomasina's Brittle, Houston White's Coffee. How did you get this idea?
We actually started Minnesota Black Box in 2020, featuring seven local businesses, and it has grown. We represent and serve as a platform for over 250 brands. Majority of them are from Minnesota. And we want to invite people to engage with new products to help sustain and grow these local Minnesota businesses. And so we curated a box, and every box is unique. Our Juneteenth Jubilee box features some chocolate, Thomasina's Cashew Brittle as well, candles from Roseland's Candles over on Grand Avenue. There is some honey in there from Akon Honey out of Ohio. And so, yeah, we are celebrating not just one day, but every day, right?
Yeah, and that is so important. And, you know, I remember when I found out about your business a couple of years ago, I thought it was such a brilliant business model that you take all of these products, a lot of them local, a lot of them owned by people of color, and create these gift boxes. And talk to me about, you know, how people have received them, because I know when I, you know, get something for my dad, he likes to get Minnesota stuff and brag about it to his friends down in Texas about, you know, what he got from his daughter in Minnesota. Anytime I buy these boxes for people, they absolutely love them.
Thank you. It is a blessing to be able to showcase these brands nationally. I definitely agree with you. We also have been able to work with a lot of corporations here locally. And so if anyone is looking for gifts to share with their team, their coworkers, family members, we are here for it. Our website's www.minnesotablackbox.com. And then we also need to note, you know, slavery did not end on Juneteenth. It ended with the 13th Amendment. And so we still celebrate. But that part of history, we also all need to know. We also are going to be at the state capitol on June 22nd from 12 to 4. So that's an opportunity for everybody to come out, family celebration, celebrate Juneteenth, and see and visit with the people who are part of Minnesota Black Box, the faces that put all their hard work in, put their hand labor in to create some wonderful products in our community. So we're looking forward to that as well. I did want to thank you. We created a Love of Literacy box. I'm a teacher as well at Gatewood Elementary in Hopkins, and you were in our first box, and I will never forget that because how you showed up for us.
And yes.
Yes, ma'am.
I love the literacy box, and I was like, I'm going to give you a case of books. You just give them out. Don't you worry about giving me no money. You just get those books away. And you know, you have so many different types of boxes. Can you tell us about some of the things that you have? Because we do have a lot of teachers here, and they're always who listen, and they're always looking for diverse books. They're always looking for Black authors. You know, we've got Father's Day coming up, and you know, Dad has everything, girl. I mean, you know, every tool you can think about, which is why my father enjoys these boxes so much, because there's always something fun and new and different that he can enjoy. So talk to me about some of the other boxes that you've curated that people really enjoy.
Surely. I would first go to probably our Love of Light. We do a candle box. So it's a great box because you can keep candles for yourself. You can also gift them out. Usually we feature about 5 to 7 products. in the box. We also feature services. So if someone is looking for an event planner, an esthetician, a massage therapist, we have a collective of those business owners, and we enjoy doing the work. We have built a network within Minnesota, inspired others to continue doing the same work and being intentional on how not only that we spend our money, but how do we show up in our community, shop locally, and help grow each other.
And one of the things that I really appreciate is how you are helping to grow these brands. When people buy them, it may be the first time that they've ever heard about them, the first time they've ever tried it, the first time they've ever seen it. Talk to me about the importance of supporting Black businesses.
I think it's important because small businesses in general have sustained the economy in America for a very long time. And I feel like Fortune 500 companies, if we didn't spend another dollar with those, they would be okay. But how do we, for example, Kobe Co. downtown Minneapolis has a brick and mortar now. She was in our first box. How do we grow that business? You mentioned Houston White. We utilize his coffee. The first pop-up that we ever did in St. Louis Park was because of Houston. And, you know, he also has incense, and he also has a whole hair line now, clothing line. And so it's been a beauty for me to see where we started, and but also not only ourselves, but see the growth in the Minnesota community of how these businesses are flourishing. It is also, you know, you mentioned Thomasina's Brittle. I'll go back to that. You know, that is becoming a household staple in Minnesota.
Mm-hmm.
When we show up at different markets and we have that in the box, people not only recognize the brands or the labeling, right, but they enjoy the product. They have heard about it. They tried it. And so we want to continue to be a platform for others. We want to continue to provide safe spaces for Black business owners. And we love the work we do. We truly do. It has grown. It grew its own wings, right?
Mm.
And it is soaring, and not even in a financial sense, but when we see each other out in spaces, right? We have a hashtag Minnesota Black Box Family because we are.
Yes.
And how we show up for each other is priceless.
Yes.
There's not a dollar amount that you can put to it. And I'm while I have this time, shout you out because we see you working, right?
Oh.
And you're not even from here. And so how you utilize your platform on behalf of others is an inspiration to us. It's inspiration to me. And so I thank you for being that example.
Oh, and Josh found some claps to go with it. Come on through, Josh. Thank you so much, Miss Jessica. And I just appreciate you so much for being here. Don't forget, guys, mnblackbox.com is where you can go to celebrate Juneteenth, to buy a gift for your dad, to do something special for your coworkers. Something that's different and unique and that they will enjoy and remember, and supporting locally owned businesses.
If you're in the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale marketplace where each piece is carefully vetted and verified by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. If you're in the market, use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermes, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV Plus, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is 107, and you are inside my zone. It's the Shaletta Show. I am Shaletta Brundage, the host of this show here on the Good Neighbor Station, News Talk 830 WCCO Radio. And I have to tell you this, Juneteenth is coming up. And last year, Governor Walz signed Juneteenth as a state holiday. It's a law. Stuff is going to be closed. And how are you going to celebrate that historic day? Now, for those of you wondering, what is Juneteenth? I don't understand what's going on here. So let me tell you, they had the Emancipation Proclamation that freed the slaves. And the slaves were free, except the ones down south. There was no Google to find out if you were free. There was no, text message where they did a broadcast, like they do for the Amber Alerts, to say, hey, y'all free. Come on off the plantation. It was nothing like that. The mail was not as efficient as it is now. You think it's bad now? Mm-hmm. Try to get that message that you've been free. Mm-hmm. That one was coming late. And so it was a full 2 years before the slaves down in Texas got the message that they were free, after everybody else had got free. And so their celebration became known as Juneteenth. It's June 19th. And so it has become now a national celebration for African-American community and all communities to remember the day that the final slaves were free. And so, this country has tried to come to terms with slavery. Nobody still apologized for it. And as we commemorate and celebrate, how far African-Americans have come in this country, there are things that are done throughout the region in our state to commemorate Juneteenth. There are parades. There are things that happen at libraries so that people can get educated. There are so many amazing events. And, people try to commemorate it. And I just remember it was either last year, a couple of years ago, that someone at Target, in one of the stores in the break room, put some hot sauce on the table, some watermelon, and just some real offensive stuff on the table, and said it was the Juneteenth display in the break room at the Target. And somebody took a picture, they put it online, and they said, you know what, this is not hot. And I said, I'm going to just assume that this person was not trying to be offensive. I'm just going to assume that this person did not know what they were supposed to do to commemorate Juneteenth. And so I said, I'm going to educate the folks who listen to this show, right? I'm going to get Jessica Winnie to come on here because Jessica has an amazing business. It's called Black Box, where she curates gifts that are culturally appropriate. And when I said, okay, I need you to come on the show, I had no idea that she had a Juneteenth collection with Houston White and Thomasina's Brittle and all some of my favorite things in this box as a way to celebrate the legacy of Black people, not just in this country, but in the Twin Cities. And so I figured I better ask Miss Jessica to come on the show. And she is joining us now, courtesy of the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. Miss Jessica, thank you so much for being on the Shaletta Show.
Thank you for having me in the zone with you.
Now, you got to tell me, because this package that you've curated for Juneteenth is amazing. You've got Thomasina's Brittle, Houston White's Coffee. How did you get this idea?
We actually started Minnesota Black Box in 2020, featuring seven local businesses, and it has grown. We represent and serve as a platform for over 250 brands. Majority of them are from Minnesota, and we want to invite people to engage with new products to help sustain and grow these local Minnesota businesses. And so we curated a box, and every box is unique. Our Juneteenth Jubilee box features some chocolate, Thomasina's cashew brittle as well, candles from Roseland's Candles over on Grand Avenue. There is some honey in there from Akon Honey out of Ohio. And so, yeah, we are celebrating not just one day, but every day, right?
Yeah, and that is so important. And, you know, I remember when I found out about your business a couple of years ago, I thought it was such a brilliant business model that you take all of these products, a lot of them local, a lot of them owned by people of color, and create these gift boxes. And talk to me about, you know, how people have received them, because I know when I, you know, get something for my dad, he likes to get Minnesota stuff and brag about it to his friends down in Texas about, you know, what he got from his daughter in Minnesota. Anytime I buy these boxes for people, they absolutely love them.
Thank you. It is a blessing to be able to showcase these brands nationally. I definitely agree with you. We also have been able to work with a lot of corporations here locally. And so if anyone is looking for gifts to share with their team, their coworkers, family members, we are here for it. Our website's www.minnesotablackbox.com. And then we also need to note, slavery did not end on Juneteenth. It ended with the 13th Amendment. And so we still celebrate. But that part of history, we also all need to know. We also are going to be at the state capitol on June 22nd from 12 to 4. So that's an opportunity for everybody to come out, family celebration, celebrate Juneteenth, and see and visit with the people who are part of Minnesota Black Box, the faces that put all their hard work in, put their hand labor in to create some wonderful products in our community. So we're looking forward to that as well. I did want to thank you. We created a Love of Literacy box. I'm a teacher as well at Gatewood Elementary in Hopkins, and you were in our first box, and I will never forget that because how you showed up for us.
Yes, ma'am. I love the literacy box. And I was like, I'm going to give you a case of books. You just give them out. Don't you worry about giving me no money. You just get those books away. And you know, you have so many different types of boxes. Can you tell us about some of the things that you have? Because we do have a lot of teachers here. And they're always who listen, and they're always looking for diverse books. They're always looking for Black authors. You know, we've got Father's Day coming up. And you know, Dad has everything, girl. I mean, you know, every tool you can think about, which is why my father enjoys these boxes so much, because there's always something fun and new and different that he can enjoy. So talk to me about some of the other boxes that you've curated that people really enjoy.
Surely. I would first go to probably our Love of Light. We do a candle box. So it's a great box because you can keep candles for yourself. You can also gift them out. Usually we feature about 5 to 7 products in the box. We also feature services. So if someone is looking for an event planner, an esthetician, a massage therapist, we have a collective of those business owners, and we enjoy doing the work. We have built a network within Minnesota, inspired others to continue doing the same work and being intentional on how not only that we spend our money, but how do we show up in our community, shop locally, and help grow each other.
And one of the things that I really appreciate is how you are helping to grow these brands. When people buy them, it may be the first time that they've ever heard about them, the first time they've ever tried it, the first time they've ever seen it. Talk to me about the importance of supporting Black businesses.
I think it's important because small businesses in general have sustained the economy in America for a very long time. And I feel like Fortune 500 companies, if we didn't spend another dollar with those, they would be okay. But how do we, for example, Kobe Co. downtown Minneapolis has a brick and mortar now. She was in our first box. how do we grow that business? You mentioned Houston White. We utilize his coffee. The first pop-up that we ever did in St. Louis Park was because of Houston. And, you know, he also has incense, and he also has a whole hairline now, clothing line. And so it's been a beauty for me to see where we started, and but also not only ourselves, but see the growth in the Minnesota community of how these businesses are flourishing. It is also, you know, you mentioned Thomasina's Brittle. I'll go back to that. You know, that is becoming a household staple in Minnesota.
Mm-hmm.
When we show up at different markets and we have that in the box, people not only recognize the brands or the labeling, right, but they enjoy the product. They have heard about it. They tried it. And so we want to continue to be a platform for others. We want to continue to provide safe spaces for Black business owners. And we love the work we do. We truly do. It has grown. It grew its own wings, right?
Mm.
And it is soaring, and not even in a financial sense, but when we see each other out in spaces, right? We have a hashtag Minnesota Black Box Family because we are.
Yes.
And how we show up for each other is priceless.
Yes.
There's not a dollar amount that you can put to it. And I'm while I have this time, shout you out because we see you working, right?
Oh.
And you're not even from here. And so how you utilize your platform on behalf of others is an inspiration to us. It's inspiration to me. And so I thank you for being that example.
Oh, and Josh found some claps to go with it. Come on through, Josh. Thank you so much, Miss Jessica. And I just appreciate you so much for being here. Don't forget, guys, mnblackbox.com is where you can go to celebrate Juneteenth, to buy a gift for your dad, to do something special for your coworkers, something that's different and unique and that they will enjoy and remember, and supporting locally owned businesses.